Welcome to Westside Grounds in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Hahn. Batting second. The center fielder, Fielder Jones. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank Isbell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Roy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jiggs Donahue. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Patsy Doherty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Tannehill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nick Altrock. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Nick Altrock. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Solly Hoffman. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Sheckard. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Schulte. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Chance. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Steinfeld. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Tinker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Evers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Kling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mordecai Brown. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mordecai Brown. And now, play ball. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn strikes out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Donahue scoops it up and throws to first, with Altrock covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue strikes out. Two outs. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doherty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Donahue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chance for the out. One out. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Altrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinfeld for the out. Two outs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker hits a fly ball into right field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill strikes out. Two outs. Nick Altrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Altrock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Isbell hits a pop-up towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Donahue scoops it up and throws to first, with Altrock covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Schulte. The throw from Sullivan and Isbell drops the ball. Schulte is safe on the error. Schulte moves to second. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Altrock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 0 for 1 in the game. Roy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheckard, who is chasing the ball. Roy reaches third base with a triple. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0 for 1 in the game. Donahue strikes out. One out. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 1 in the game. Doherty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws home. Kling drops the ball. That's an error on Kling. Roy scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. The ball gets by Kling for a passed ball. Doherty moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Tannehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Altrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Altrock takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hahn bunts towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. Altrock moves to second. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Altrock trying to get to home. Hoffman throws the ball in to Kling, who tags Altrock, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0 for 2 in the game. The ball gets by Kling for a passed ball. Jones moves to third. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Isbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. There goes Isbell. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Isbell steals second. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Roy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 1 in the game. Kling takes first base on ball 4. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kling moves to second. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Altrock fields it and throws to first for the out. Kling moves to third. Brown moves to second. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. There's a wild pitch. Kling scores. Brown moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheckard hits a pop-up towards third. Roy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0 for 2 in the game. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 2 in the game. There's a wild pitch. Donahue moves to second. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 2 in the game. Doherty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and has Donahue trapped. There's the throw to Steinfeld, who throws to Tinker, who tags Donahue for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. There goes Doherty. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Doherty steals second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Tannehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into left field. Doherty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinfeld hits a line drive towards short. Tannehill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Altrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Altrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 3 in the game. Hahn bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. There goes Hahn. The throw from Kling and he is out, Evers applying the tag. Two outs. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kling moves to second. Two outs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Isbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Roy hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-3 in the game. Donahue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinfeld hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from West Side Grounds in Chicago.